Two out of three people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, but you can lower the risk. Ask your healthcare provider how. For more info, go to diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
This show is pre-recorded. Any views or opinions expressed on this show does not reflect those of WHFR. Hello and thank you for tuning in to WHFR.fm, the station making waves. This is your host, Saf, on the Poetry Hour show. Thank you for tuning in. And once again, we are here sitting with our friend and poet, Abdul Wali, out here from Detroit. We will speak with him a little bit and get to know him and know what he writes about and what he actually likes to read and more. Brother Abdul Wali, how are you?
I'm good. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I like this universal greeting better.
Cool, thank you. I appreciate you coming here and being with us.
My pleasure.
So, you are a poet and you are here from Detroit. As the listeners know, that this station, WHFR, is a station that likes the locals and likes to support local artists and whatnot.
True.
And since you are one of our locals, we would like to understand you better and know where you come from and what your background is like.
Okay. Well, I began writing in 91, seriously writing in 91, but I've always had a love for writing. I wrote some articles. I'm kind of like a junior writer on the internet. I wrote a few blogs. But poetry has always been my first love, but I was a little taken back by the poet scene. I did some poetry back in the early days, and I won a few competitions. I was able to recite at Lollapalooza with the Last Poets. I was able to meet a lot of interesting poets. Detroit is a place that has a lot of talented poetry, a lot of places where one can go and recite their poetry. One place comes to mind is Echo Verse. I think it's on Madison Avenue, downtown Detroit. There's some very talented poets there. I was born and raised here in the city of Detroit. I came up in Herman Garden Projects. I'm the middle child of eight. And I enjoy writing poetry. Most of my stuff is very political. The themes are justice, injustice. I have some romantic type stuff, mostly current affairs, and you know, on the mode of spoken word. And then I have some classical stuff that I write. And I brought a few pieces here with me tonight to kind of spit a little bit, and hopefully nice. The people will enjoy it.
Nice, I like that. And that's what everybody's waiting for, actually, is to hear some nice poetry coming out of Detroit. So, as a hobby, you do poetry?
Yes. I haven't performed live in quite some time. The last time I performed was down at the art festival. I did a couple of pieces in the poet tent. And it went over pretty well. People liked my pieces. I tried to keep it simple, you know. I didn't do long pieces, but, you know, I have some long pieces. I recently wrote a new one called Globalization, and I'm hoping that to get that published and see how people will respond to that.
Nice. Yeah, I actually heard that joint, man. It's nice.
It's hot.
As they would say. So when you were young, when you started doing this poetry and writing it, what were you actually intending to do it as songs, as rap, as poetry, or what's up?
It differs, you know. Poetry, it could come out in the form of song. It could come out, you know, very rash and loud. It could come out smooth. I try to rhyme iambic pentameter, uh-huh. Which is what I learned in the English class. It's a type of rhyming scheme that, you know, people are used to hearing similar to the hip hop, but I also have some stuff that does not rhyme that I try to play around with the English language a bit and try to use some similes and things to reflect, give inanimate objects movability. Maybe, if I mention the clouds, I might mention them in the form of a lady or something like this.
Uh-huh.
This is how poetry can be played around with words. So I try not to get too heavy into my pieces, but, a person can definitely feel me. They can mm-hmm. definitely feel me when I get ready to spit. And I just enjoyed writing. And from time to time, I might, be en route to or from work, and I might see something and I might start writing. I might get inspired and see something and start writing. And because I'm a Muslim, a lot of my pieces have to do with the hereafter, the day of judgment, angels, human nature, and things of that sort. So it's been, a labor of love for me.
Cool. So you would describe poetry. How would you describe poetry? As you mentioned earlier, like a detailed description of a piece, of a thought.
I would describe poetry as the words which come from the heart. They don't have to fit any individual's ideal of poetry. It's an art form. It's an art form that's it's taken shape in the hearts and minds of artists. And a person, he writes, and then he wants to eventually perform it. He doesn't have to perform it in front of anyone. He could just, play around with it and see what it sounds like. And if people start to feel it, it's a piece that he could maybe publish, maybe put it on the internet. Put it on a blog or something and then let others decide if they like it or not. So I do a lot of writing on the internet. I have a few pieces out there, that people have read and commented on and said they liked it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. And the internet is a way of getting out there.
Absolutely.
But back in the days before internet, it was kind of hard for people to actually, have their word heard.
No.
And when the internet came in, man, you got people talking, speaking their minds, and just saying whatever, and it's being heard.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like the controversial stuff because it gets people to think,
right?
And it gets people to imagine, what's going on with this person. He writes, I want him to feel what I'm actually saying. So I have a piece that's, set to, type of rhythm, the Bob Marley type of thing. Since I don't, I'm not into the music real heavy at all, period. I don't listen to music at all. I try to, try to give a little rhythm to some of my stuff.
Nice. And if you would look back into poetry as a reader, what would you read as far as poetry? Who would you read for?
Usually my wife, she heard a few of my pieces. Echoverse, it's a coffee house. I recited there twice, and my pieces went over pretty well. It went over pretty well. Some very talented poets down there, and they have like poet slams that one could compete in.
I've heard of those, yes.
And win money. Can win money, and they sent a team from Detroit to the regionals, and actually the team that came from Detroit, they did fairly well. I think they came in third last year.
Yeah.
I think they Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So it was held in Wisconsin, and some very talented poets that are talented enough to enter into these poet slams and to compete. And to do, I think they do three different pieces, and the people vote on them, and the winners win lots of money. And I've always wanted to do that, but, time constraints have kept me from competing like that. But every now and then, I like to write a piece, and I'm feeling it. I may go and recite it for some people, See if they feel me. Yeah.
And who would you say is your favorite? And that's if you have a favorite poet out there, right now or dead.
Wow, so many.
Uh huh.
It's so many. I mean, many names come to mind, but I won't mention any right now. But there's a lot of great poets from the early days of the jazz scene. Some of the best poets came out of New York City, Chicago. Detroit had a history of poets that came out of here. And it's just been a lot of great poets, you know. Spoken word came a little later, but Gil Scott Heron, he was one of the top poets of the early days. Jennings, he was a serious poet. I can't actually recall his first name, but there's so many out there that were, you know, that made their mark in the industry. And I don't really mimic any of them at all. I have, you know, my own style.
Uh-huh.
And I've listened to some real heavy poets. And, you know, I try to, you know, keep it along the line of spoken word. Spoken word seems to be the new mode of poetry.
It's why don't you explain that? I was actually about to ask you about that since you got into it. Why don't you explain spoken word versus poetry in general?
Spoken word is poetry, but it's almost like hip hop with a type of jazz feel, without music, of course. It's a hip hop and you're speaking and you're using all type of emotions and you know you're raising and lowering the decimals of your voice, and spoken word people actually are feeling spoken word out here now.
Definitely, yeah.
They're definitely feeling it. And some of the stuff is a little raunchy. You know, they have actually shows geared towards people who specialize in spoken word that deals with, you know, sex and things of that nature. So I try to stay away from that and try to deal with the more controversial, mostly apolitical. And I have some religious pieces, and I'm always going to, you know, be true to my deen. And be true to the way I live my life. So, you know, but spoken word is definitely the new art form out there. And if you were a talented writer and you want to give a shot at writing something, and you would want to recite the spoken word, you would want to recite that poem in a spoken word mode. You'll try to, you know, be emotional with it. It doesn't necessarily have to rhyme.
Cool, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you being with us.
And I brought a few pieces with me today that I thought would, you know, would go over well for the show, just to, you know, get my feet wet a little bit. And, you know, in the future, I may, you know, bring my whole portfolio and maybe sit and spit for maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
Cool. Well, this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves, and we are the Poetry Hour. This is your boy, Saf, and I'm sitting here with Abdulwali. Abdulwali, would you please give us a sample of what you are talking about?
Okay. Poetry as intricacies of thoughts and pleasure, arranged together as reflections remain forever. Whether pleasing or sour, there passes not an hour where the heart is far from being absent. Memories are like similes we embrace, especially in the presence of deficiency. Claim your memories as you do your poetry. For today there is tests, tomorrow there is accountability. The memories which pass me are a source of humility. The poetry I write is created of my ability. I'm thankful for the ability to remember, for that will become as burning timber. Its ashes, a sin, and the scent. Oh, what that wonderful scent. That is what I savor. That is my memory. That is my poetry. And that's a piece that I wrote some time ago. And I was feeling it. I had some good memories, and I was feeling that piece, so I thought I'd bring that. Transition. The meaning of transition. A passage from one state, stage, subject, or place to another. Change, a movement, development, or evolution from one form, stage, or style to another. So as I sit and write this piece, the leaders of the world have convened at the United Nations in New York City to re-energize the negotiations for the Copenhagen Climate Summit this month. In recent days, India and China have announced national programs to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, while Japan has also pledged to reduce their nation's emissions 25% by 2020. It remains unclear at this time, however, how the U.S. will respond both nationally and internationally. So the next few months mark a critical moment in the evolution of global civilization, in which the world may commit to clean energy. Globalization! This time the masses are blind. Globalization! Very few know the true crime. Globalization! This time the masses are blind. Globalization! Very few know the true crime. Early one Sunday morning, there was an uprising. People were dying, mothers were crying. Called on the Most High, rescue me from tyranny. Globalization, this time the masses are blind. Globalization, very few know the true crime. When one looks injustice, you'll find Zionists oppressing Palestine. They lie, they're liars. All their plots in the fire. Globalization, this time the masses are blind. Globalization, very few know the true crime. As the ignorant celebrate false hope, they fabricate up on the Messiah. Wall Street tricks and politics. Beware the black pope and his Jesuits. And the arrival of the chief liar. Repression, the result of greed. Peace of mind is my greatest need. Globalization, this time the masses are blind. Globalization, very few know the true crime. Puppet presidents propped up to play with the people. Make them think they have a place at the table. They lie, they're liars. All their plots in the fire. Oh no, globalization. This time the masses are blind. Globalization. Very few know the true crime. O sons of Adam, prepare for the coming tsunami economy, the demise of integrity. Now I see they fit me for the RFID. So my currency decreases significantly. Make them think. Indeed, he encompasses everything. While the plotters dismantle from within. O wicked nation, Babylon is falling. Save me, oh save me from destruction. Globalization, this time the masses are blind. Globalization, very few know the true crime. Globalization demands your cooperation. Prepare yourself for the bankster's domination. Globalization, slavery your occupation. With my third eye, I can truly see. I got the government's eyes all over me. So if I flee, they charge me with conspiracy. but my heart belongs to me. Rendition, the satellites at attention. Send me underground, where the intellects stay tight. I step hard, wearing a constant frown. My vision is keen, even at night. The secrets of skullduggery, plotting and creeping on me. I'ma be more than aware. The script is flip. Now I'm the real scare. Of course, that's the end of that, but I have some more that I added to that.
Man, we need to talk a little bit more about that. That was nice, man.
Thank you.
Definitely the first time I heard it, and this time it's crazy, man. I mean, I would just say it's definitely touching. It's definitely emotional.
Hey.
Touching a lot of things at once.
Hey.
It could be, you know, hitting, you know, the political aspect of the world that we're living in today. But that's cool, man, you know.
Yeah, globalization is something that many of the oppressed people around the world, they're very disturbed by it, the word globalization. To some people, globalization is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
But all in all, you know, some people say it's not a good thing. Depends on who you ask. I would rather spit it in poetry than to get heavy into my political thoughts about.
Cool. We don't want to go too much into political.
But I recently read an article entitled "Can Information Technology Help Save the Planet?" So lately, I've been thinking about this whole Copenhagen summit that's coming up. Our president's going to go, and Japan and China, and it's going to be a big thing. I think it's like a week and a half from Friday, maybe a week from Friday, next Friday. So keep your eyes open for that. It's going to be all over the news. We're going to be trying to see what the world will do to get more greener.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the earth is throwing up its burden. Some people say that. This whole greenhouse effect that the earth is warming, it's a hoax. Some people say it's a very serious matter. But of course, we know all these things are in the hands of the Most High.
Right.
So, I wrote a poem piece, you know, that dealt with this issue. I entitled it "Pandemic," because you know everyone knows about the pandemic that came around with the swine flu, and before that it was SARS.
Right.
So there's a lot of scary stuff out here. So I write about it, and. Of course, in 1994, the World Health Organization, they failed to respond to a devastating outbreak of bubonic plague in Surat, India. Now the masses have been inundated with the H1N1. They call it the swine flu. And to keep it politically correct, they encourage everyone to call it H1N1. So we'll call it H1N1.
All right.
We'll call it H1N1. So I wrote a piece about that, and I entitled this "Pandemic." People fleeing from infected zones. Fear increases, moans. Heading in all directions, taking the hysteria with them. Blind without vision, make a decision. Overcome the subliminal. Political's criminal. Remember the SARS epidemic? Did someone remedy that? It seems inevitable, in fact. The next outbreak may shake the hearts and minds. Homeless, mindless, the world's powerless. Compared to my creator, I came to manifest. Unemployment, stress, strife, and pain. The poor is more poor, yet the wealthy complain. Politicians and confusion go hand in hand. Against injustice, few people will stand. Humanity has become savage and losing its way. Day of judgment in effect, but we still have time to play. As if the day is far off. Don't scoff at the skeptics who mock. Allah is the controller, so watch your clock. In the near future, clean water may be hard to find. As the earth rolls up its burdens, I'm inclined to warn of a serious day. From each other, the relatives will run away. So wash your hands, cough in your sleeve, get your vaccine, sanitize your thoughts, and fear not. Seek refuge with the Lord and cherisher of mankind. When leaves fall and become dry and wither, as bones decay, souls have risen. When the heavens swoon and her moon is consumed, and the mountains and seas throw up her burdens. He and she will come under interrogation by two angels who frighten any creation. Take from your life before you die. Take from your health before sickness inflict. When trouble comes, the son of Adam is hasty. Then the sun is brought near, so sweat out of fear. No relation this day will avail, only myself, myself. Now he opens his paradise, invited are few. Rivers of milk, rain made of honeydew. Thrones of dignity round paths of jewels. As time runs out and hearts cease beating, witness, I'll witness, and none will be cheating.
It's very unique how you your style is, just like you said. It's not the a style of somebody else's. It's yours.
Yeah, it's to wake you up. The spoken word is to definitely get people to pay attention to the piece.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And I really do like the, especially, I like watching somebody spit a spoken word joint. Because you're actually feeling them.
Hey.
You know, they're hitting you off with these words, and they do the pauses, and then they do the tone of the voice, and then, you know, so you're not expecting what's next. You know what I mean?
Right. It makes me want to write more. As I perform it, it gives me the desire to want to write more, write longer pieces. You know, mix some words up a little bit, try to be more, you know, creative with it, you know. So hopefully this was an opportunity to inspire me to write more.
Definitely, man. We need you to write more. We need you to keep going. We need you to be here again on this show.
Love to.
To let the people hear it and think. You know, think outside the box.
Hey, now. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you so
much. Yeah, definitely, man. It's my pleasure. As I told the listeners that we're here to, you know, get them off of what is the same thing over and over. You know, stations today, all they play is music, music, and music, and just more music. And poetry has been kind of phasing off. And people are not very familiar with poetry. The Poetry Hour show is here to show them what poetry is, let them hear some poetry, and bring some local artists and local talent into the station's waves, and get them a way of actually pushing their talent out there, you know what I mean? Definitely, and that's what the show is here. We're going to be having so many different poets, and hopefully we're going to be holding some different events. And, you know, this is just the beginning of the Poetry Hour show. For now, I'm your boy, Saf, right here on the one and only station that's making waves, WHFR.FM, located right here on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. It could be found online at www.whfr.fm. That's www.whfr.fm. And it could be reached by the phone at 313-845-9676. That's 313-845-9676 or 800-585-4322 extension 9676. So thank you, brother Abdul Wali, for reciting these nice joints for us, for those listeners, and for those who are just tuning in. Brother Abdul Wali is going to recite some more nice poems of his own poetry.
True that, no doubt.
As everybody that was listening, understand that Brother Abdul Wali is a Detroit native. He's a local artist here, and that's what WHFR do. We always bring new artists to the table. We bring new artists to the waves, and that's how we're making waves here in Dearborn. All over the world as well, we are heard online at WHFR.FM. Now, Brother Abdulwali, you have some more stuff for us, right?
Yeah, I'll be glad to spit a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And since we still have another almost half an hour left, we're going to dedicate it all to the poetry of Brother Abdulwali. I sound like a poet. Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's go. Let's hit him off with something of your own.
I wrote a piece highlighting the neighborhood in which I grew up in, and I entitled this My Neighborhood Tales. The neighborhood in which I grew up in was a mixed bag of both good and sin. Low income, working class, junkies and prostitute. Did I mention the destitute? As I reflect on this ghetto scenery, I recall a cast of characters who had an effect on me. There was A.G., Skip, Big Boo, Ivan, and Ty, the old hands who schooled in dice and vice. Then there were those large families, most didn't have a dad present. That was something that was very noticeable. There was one chick by the name of Fly Lady. The guys ran a train on her. Later, her siblings came after them with butcher knives. We were raised up, but our sometimes friends were dragged up by a single parent. We didn't celebrate Christmas or any other pagan holidays because we were brought up in a black nationalistic so-called conscious days. Don't be amazed, because Malcolm influenced many. I used to wake up in the mornings to CKLW, classic rock on the radio. Well, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. And they were singing Bye and Bye, Miss American Pie by Don McLean. Even though most of the homes were dysfunctional in my block, thankfully I made it out in one piece. I had a girlfriend who wore high tops, Reeboks, and cute socks. But I remember her hair smelled badly. I once saw a man killed after running from one building to another. He collapsed in the doorway of a cleaner's across from the street, right in front of our door. I cried that day. Life was never a bore in that neighborhood. Pops, sometimes around, but mostly never to be found. Ma Duke single-handedly was holding it down. Pops was a Rolling Stone who was an excellent artist, but he was mostly high. Coming up in that part of town, a short life expectancy, and the effects costly. The neighborhood has changed now, desolate. Even the street lights don't come on no more. Can't find your favorite mom and pop corner store. Dollar movies at the Fox, gangs yelling out, Earl Flynn, BK, beatings made me a runaway. Wow, that was tough. My neighborhood tells a tale, like words get spelled. That's it. That's that piece.
Man,
right,
I was
there.
Hoping to hear some more. Wow. Really, man, caught my attention big time, man.
Right. See, that's the form of poetry that tells a story, and, you know, all of it's true. All of it's true.
Wow.
So I was feeling that, and I hope the listeners feel that.
Definitely. I believe that there's a lot of people out there that can feel this.
Hey, you know.
That's for sure.
This next two pieces I wrote due to the fact that addiction is something very common in the society we live in. Actually, I have two relatives who are struggling with addiction right now.
Oh, really?
And then I, you know, thought about some of the statistics out there, some of which from 2002 to 2004 National Household Survey on Drug Use and Health, it reported that 9.4 million of full-time workers were illicit drug users. Wow. And nearly one out of five, that's like 19%, workers age 18 to 25 use illicit drugs during the past month. And this was a higher percentage among 26 to 34 in the percentile age groups. So I wrote these next two pieces with the hopes that someone who's struggling with addiction can feel this and maybe, you know, kick that habit, because the society we live in, everything is based upon addiction, you know.
You're right, yeah. There's a whole lot of different types of addiction, and not only drugs.
Right.
You know, there's people that are addicted on gambling.
That's right.
There's people who are addicted on, you know, online things.
That's right. Pornography.
I didn't want to mention that, but thank you. And there are people who are addicted on, different crazy things, man. Usually there are some crazy, you know, abnormal things that people, get addicted on.
You know.
Which is something that probably is described or explained psychologically by, doctors and stuff like that. Right. And hopefully, I'm hoping that whoever is listening out there and has some kind of addiction problem would definitely benefit.
No doubt. So these next two pieces are dedicated to people struggling with addiction.
All right, let's hit them off.
So I entitled this first one, Addiction. I'm a long-time companion of a long-term buzz. Hide your works, because here come the fuzz. You know you on parole. Nevertheless, this kicks is taxing. Feed me, and you'll soon be relaxing. Wake up, fool. I'm hungry. I'm your addiction. The closest, your Ace Boone Coon, your road dog. Keep me satisfied as I keep you on the glide. You want to fly, man, or you want to shake that slide? You remember waking up after about 2 months missing from society? In the back stall of a boarding house on 142nd Street and McGraw? Huh, don't act like you don't know where that is, because every city has one. A place where all society's underclass dwell. For years you wondered why birds sing, because they happy, fool. Yet, how would you know? I'm a loner. I don't care for family members or others in my affairs. I'm your addiction. Who else cares? And that's a short piece. This next piece is also dedicated to addiction. And I entitled this One Phrase. One Phrase. The fear, so lame, afraid of pain. The fall, the rise, the promise, the lies. Cone effect. Pain dispersion, mask on mask, created diversion. Hide the pain, inject, feel better. Pleasure, lame, lips crack, small frame. Shallow-eyed, fear will tame. Constant, convoluted, confused brain. The decision, drive, empowerment again. Striving, cold turkey, raging, pain. Family, love, feels like irrational hugs. The fear, quiet war. Attic scream, self-discovery, forgotten memories, forgotten child, forgotten hug, forgotten kiss, forgotten love, clear, pain, still, wet, no more, rain, newer, sun, every day, the fear of pain, working hard for no more rain.
That was nice. That was really nice. Was hot.
I hope the people feel that who's struggling with addiction.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I hope so too. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Now let's picture you, 3D picture, and look at you in your room sitting there, or at your office sitting there, and about to write a poem. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Usually, I'm thinking of writing while I'm out, maybe in the Starbucks, maybe at work. I come up with a lot of ideas while I'm working. And then I jot them down on little notepads, and then I take them to the house and sit at the laptop or sit at the desktop. Then I start writing from that. But I come up with ideas from sometimes reading incidents that happen in the news, coming in contact with people in the streets, family members, conversations I may have with close family relatives. And usually I'm thinking, that would be nice to put it to some spoken word, to try to, tap into the arts, and try to, hopefully someone would feel that piece.
Definitely, yeah.
So I'm trying to, come up with some ideals with the hopes that I could put it to words. And most poetry doesn't have to rhyme, It doesn't
have to be rhyming.
It could just be something that you're feeling. Because some of the older poets, like Edgar Allan Poe, he has some very interesting poetry. And I remember in English class, you know, reading some of his poetry, having to do some composition work in English regarding his poetry. It was tough. It was tough. So mostly my stuff is, you know, I'm not trying to go deep and heavy into literature with it. I'm just trying to, you know, feel what I've experienced or what I've come to know about or read about or something like that.
Right, right. Now, another thing, do you ever think that your poetry would, like, eventually change somebody's life or change something in the environment?
I hope so. I hope so. I actually hope that a person would either read something that I wrote on the internet or listen and hear something that I wrote and feel it, because I'm inspired by many poets that I hear. And you can actually definitely learn a lot from poetry. It's a new type of art form out there. It's different from reading something in the news, because some of the news today is biased. So poetry seems to be coming from the heart. And a lot of times it may not be true. A lot of times it's coming from some literary perspective. So sure, I'm always feeling it.
So since you started writing poetry and everything, what kind of backgrounds of poetry have you discovered, or, you know, the history of poetry that you have discovered and read about and stuff like that?
Basically, poetry, when it's talked of or when it's spoken of, it's usually, you know, period. They'll talk about poets from the early 1800s, today's poets. And I'm pretty much listening to some of today's poets, and to some degree I'm reading about yesterday's poets, trying to fuse the two together. A lot of the modern day poets, they have a very unique art form. And some poets only write about sex and sensuality. Other poets write about revolution and things of that nature. I'm pretty much feeling all of it, you know, to a degree. You know, I don't dive into all of what I'm hearing out there, but I think it was Russell Simmons. He, because his comedy program worked, some of the producers decided to give poetry that same format, and it was pretty successful. So I watched some of that, you know, and was feeling some of that poetry. Some very talented poets came through there.
Yeah, that's true. Some other types of poetry that we have heard about, and a lot of poets that we have heard out, you know, locally and nationally, and, you know, and internationally. And the other thing, though, that I am very aware of, that poetry is not really being used all throughout, you know, the world as it used to be. You know right. What I mean? I believe that music have taken place of poetry a while back, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Poetry has kind of faded out in a lot of stages. You know, poetry would never fade out completely, because, you know, to come up with a song, you have to come up with poetry.
Absolutely.
And mostly, you know, it has to be a rhyming poetry.
Oh, it's here. It's definitely here. In the last 10 years, or maybe less or maybe more, a new phenomenon has hit. It's called slamming, where poets compete for cash prizes, and poets are selected in each city, and they compete in a whole city. And this year, or 2010, it'll be in St. Paul, Minnesota, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a poet slam. Oh, they've been pretty big. You can actually go online and listen to some of the poets who won the last year's poet slam. And I think you register in April of next year. Going to be registering for the 2010 poet slam. And I've always, you know, kept an ear to what's happening in the poet community. That way I can stay abreast to, you know, what people are doing. You know, it's a pretty vast community, poets. And there's some real heavy hitters out there. One particular poet that I had listened to, he's an old school guy. His name is Saul Williams. And this guy, man, he's a serious spitter. I mean, wow. He says some really way out stuff. But I think we're close to the same age. We were influenced greatly by Public Enemy when they first hit the scene. And so most of my writing was influenced about, you know, by what I've heard in the past. So, yeah, it's a poetry is definitely here. It's definitely a medium that people are feeling. I'd like to see it, you know, become a full-time syndicated type thing to where people can actually earn some heavyweight money. You know, some people just write in order to publish, in order to put books out there. You know, you can go to any Borders and find books of poetry. I think I own maybe like several books of poetry that I sometimes, you know, read and, you know, get ideals and different writing styles, etc.
Once again, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, right here in Dearborn, HFCC, on the campus on Evergreen and Ford Road. We have Brother Abdul Wali, if you are just tuning in, and he will be giving us some more of his poetry and some more of his own poems.
This particular piece I wrote because you know, I've been married for over 24 years.
Mashallah, that's nice. And
marriage is sometimes you know, affects me in my writing. And you know, being in love with the same woman, I sometimes write as inspiration based on that. So this particular piece was like that to me. And I call this Being Enticed. If you were a dish that I was eager to devour, you'd be strawberries and whipped cream. I'm like the honeybee and you're the flower. If your passion was a buffet, I'd dive deep into that souffle. Do you desire to allow me to kiss the nape of your neck? Could I slide down the unexposed portion of your back with my baby finger? Would you like that? Will you say I do if I proposed to you? There's danger in the jungle when marriage is no longer fashionable. The right spot is the right spot. Let's embrace this new hot. Tea is sipped with chocolate. We skip ganache-covered hips. If complications arise, I gently disguise this craving for dessert. Yeah, I play it off. You're just like a fresh glass of milk just been pasteurized. I feel that soft glance from those brown eyes. Be my babushka, sweet honey with cream and couscous. I think I love you loose. Your conversation strokes my day. Come sit on this love seat and let's play. Monopoly, a board game, among life's precious jewels. You're the same, genuine and rare. The one that we call friend is worth beyond compare.
Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah, that'll heat them up right there, man. That'll get the ladies into poetry right there when they hear stuff like that.
You know? Now that's a self part of you, huh?
Yeah, you don't even need diamonds or roses, man. You just kick some of that, you know. They'll say I do.
Yes, sir. I like that. So you do have a soft part, huh, brother?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. I can get soft a little bit. You know, I try to mix it up a little bit.
For the ladies.
Yeah, I can get a little for the streets. Soft. And I go back to the streets on him with this piece here. And I call this camouflaging.
Yeah.
Hitting deep within them streets, sporting a grim stare. Looking at me, I flip the flare. Let me ask y'all a question. When you see me coming, what's your first impression? Does the sight of me leave you guessing? Or do you understand the stressing, the aggression, the hopelessness on my face? Let me tell you about my pace. It's like a Hemi on no doze. The high is just an illusion, straight confusion. This system is man-made. they plan, yet his plan is laid. So I walk into society with a bit of anxiety, hoping for understanding. Most of our differences smack like demanding. So intolerance smokes up the landscape. Uneasy heart quivering in the dark, looking for that spark, pretending to embark. Hands over your head. I might as well be butt naked instead of dead. They flanking me. They flanking me. See, a lot of people will feel that, but they may not understand what it's about. So
Why don't you explain it to them?
I'll keep them guessing because I want to keep them guessing because poetry doesn't necessarily fit into any one particular meaning. People will take several meanings from that, and I don't want to spoil it for them.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for them. I want them to hear it and say and feel it the way they feel it, their subconscious.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, that's definitely needed for people to,
you know,
to have their own inputs on it, you know, and come up with their own butter from it. You know what I mean?
You know.
That's cool. That's nice.
That's pretty much what I brought, you know, as far as, you know, the pieces. You know, every now and then I like to, you know, kick some freestyle in the studio and let somebody know I'm a little versatile.
Are you able to?
Why not? I can kick a little freestyle, you know.
Okay, let's go. Let's keep it clean, though.
Kick a little freestyle, you know. I have the mind of a sick psychiatric. Protégés perish with my tactics. Exterminate, exhale. I bust brain cells. I'm international, my name ring bells. Define definitions like a dictionary, impulse, impact. It sounds imaginary. Tragedy, elevate to the exterior. Sometimes they inferior. Mm-mm, they can't hear ya. I just came to set the record straight like Pizza Hut. Making it great. I used to come off the repertoire like that. Since I didn't bring that much with me today, you know, I might have to go and drag out the whole book.
We'll save book. That for another hour of the future.
You feel me?
But I'm feeling everything that you've been spitting today, man. Definitely very beautiful poetry and very beautiful mentality that you have.
Thank you.
You know, from one style to the other, from one topic to another, you know, you keep it, you know, kind of tied up with your type of people, with your environment, with your community, and then overall with the whole, you know, world, the globe, you know what I mean?
Hey.
And you actually, seem to be emotional about your life and about the people around you. You seem caring by, you know, talking and hoping to influence positively somebody who is in the negative or the downside of their life.
Thank you.
As far as the addiction poetry and the other joints, even, you know, with your wife, you are very loving and a very, I believe, good husband and also a good father, I believe, and from knowing you from the past, also a good brother. I really, you know, appreciate you as a poet, local poet.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you as a brother. And I want you to you know, we only have, you know, a few more minutes left. I want you to speak to the listeners and keep in mind that listeners are mostly here local, Dearborn and the surrounding area of Dearborn. And then you have the big listener base that is on the internet. That is from all over the world. You never know who's going to be listening right now. So what do you have to say to people?
Well, if you're an inspired poet, if you're someone who just began writing, don't give up writing. Enjoy it. And if you find your niche, just start with one piece. And if it's a piece that you're really passionate about, go somewhere like Echoverse. That's a poet community. It's downtown Detroit, right across from the Detroit Opera House. You can always go in there. They usually have some type of event jumping off. You can also catch Poet Communities online. Facebook has all the information one wants to know about the 2010 Poet Slam. You can find them on Facebook, and you could interact with other poets from around the country. And you could probably find some local poets that you can network with. If you're a person who's interested in writing, these would be some starting points for you. If you're really passionate about it, and don't give up writing, and write what you feel, you know, write what you feel, and keep listening to WHFR, because you never know, you might be a guest on the show reciting some of your poetry.
Definitely, that's what's up, man. I really appreciate it, and we do appreciate WHFR for giving us the chance to give the listeners the poetry of our local artists. We also thank HFCC to keep WHFR going and keep the support. And we definitely thank all the listeners out there, and we thank all the supporters for WHFR for being there for us and listening and supporting us and, you know, all that good stuff, man. WHFR.fm right here in Dearborn is the station that's making waves. It's definitely making big waves in the industry and making people appreciate the local artists and the people that is not out there yet in the commercial industry. You know what I mean? And I hope that anybody that has, you know, a goal is able to get to that goal and able to be happy when they get to that goal and achieve it, you know what I mean? Especially for those younger kids nowadays, a lot of people are writing, a lot of people are, you know, looking at this career or looking at this field as a career in the future and hoping that there will be one day, you know, the big hip-hop artist or whatever. But, you know, I'm not encouraging you to become a hip-hop artist or a musician or whatever. I'm just encouraging you to do what you like and try to keep it as positive as possible, because this world is full of negative things, and we don't need any more negative, you know, things that is added to it. We need more positive, more good influence, more you know, just more good things, you know what I mean?
True that.
We definitely thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And hopefully we'll be hearing your calls or getting your emails and bringing in whoever you are hoping to hear as far as poetry is concerned. Hey. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
I hope you have a great day. And from Brother Abdul Wali, I believe he hoped the same for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you.
And we thank Brother Abdul Wali for being with us today. Peace.
Get ready. In the next 60 seconds, you're about to become armed and dangerous. What will be your weapon of choice? Questions. That's right, questions. Questions that expose and scare off predatory mortgage lenders. Questions like,
is there a prepayment penalty or a balloon payment?
Are taxes and insurance included in the loan payment?
Are these all the costs?
Am I eligible for a lower interest rate?
Even now, predatory lenders are still on the hunt for new victims. So if you're about to refinance or are a first-time home buyer, come armed with questions and shop for your mortgage with confidence. Get more questions that protect at 800-222-FAIR. That's 800-222-3247 or go to questionsprotect.org. That's it. The minute's almost up. You're looking more lethal already. Question everything. Protect your home. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Mistress Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends.
Oh, you darling.
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in. You really think we can? If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Computer Information Systems Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
Love to design stuff and play on the internet? Henry Ford Community College offers a one-year certificate program in web technologies and design. Advanced HTML, computer art, web authoring tools, and web multimedia are a few of the courses offered.
Computer Information Systems Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
The program is designed to prepare a student to take CIW Certificate Internet Webmaster exams.
For more information on CIW exams, log on to www.ciwcertified.com.
Drop by the HFCC counseling office or log on to the web at hfcc.edu.
Computer Information Systems Certificate in Web Technologies and Design.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are Tigers Cubs Troop 1151, and you are listening to WHFR Dearborn.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to One Chord to Another. I'm your host, Jeff, bringing you new and slightly used indie rock and pop for 2 hours every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've had an amazing week. It's been a pretty long one for me, but I couldn't be happier to be here right now with you. I've got a great show coming up today, some great music, as well as maybe some fun news stories thrown in the mix as well. Does that sound good for you? Well, let's get things started. First up, I've got a band from Detroit. They put out a record a few years back. This is the Moods for Moderns. This is off of their only release called Loud and Clear.